When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. If you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life and find your passion, then I've got three things I want to share with you today that can give you clarity on what you want and the direction, the path that you should go. The first thing I'll say is release the expectation that you have to have it all figured out. That at this stage of your life, you've got to know with 100% clarity that this is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Because the reality is nobody knows that. Nobody has 100% certainty that this is what they're going to do for the rest of their life. Because the reality is you don't know who you're going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. That's a long time in the future. The rest of your life is a very long time. And so it's very naive to think at this stage of your life that you're going to have it all figured out. You're not. In fact, that's a very fixed way of looking at things. It's a very limiting way, putting yourself in a box, because you're not opening yourself up to looking at other opportunities, other possibilities as you walk down a certain path. Most often what happens is you go in a certain direction in your life, maybe a certain career, certain passion. And as you go through it, maybe a few years down the road, you realize there's certain things you like about that, about what you're doing, the strengths that you have and what you enjoy and what is fun for you and fulfilling for you. And then there's also things now that you know that you didn't before, because now you got more experience, that you don't like. And you're like, oh, you know, I'm not a fan of this. I didn't know about this. Because you're very naive at the beginning. You don't know until you walk down that path. And so you might realize there's things of that path you're going down you don't like, some weaknesses that you didn't know about yourself, and some strengths that you're good at that now with that experience you can reevaluate. So when you go down a certain path, reevaluate every year to ask yourself, is this really what I want to do? What do I enjoy about what I'm doing, and what do I not enjoy? And be open to other opportunities that could show up. Because maybe you go down a path and you're like, oh, wow, there's another opportunity here of a different direction that's better than what I was doing and I'm more fulfilled by, I'm more passionate about. And so understand that you're not stagnant. You're dynamic. You're always growing. You're always evolving. Don't limit yourself to think that this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Be open to the different stages of development that you'll go through in life. You know, oftentimes your values change from your 20s to your 30s, your 40s, and beyond. You know, maybe, for example, in your 20s or 30s, you're very driven by success and money. But as you get into your 40s and 50s, you don't care for money as much. You much more rather value your time and your freedom with your family and with your friends and your lifestyle. And so that might lead you down a different path, a different direction than you originally thought when you were younger. And I think the challenge is in our society that there's a lot of pressure that's being put on young kids when you graduate from high school, that you got to have it figured out. You got to know what your career is going to be. And that's a lot of pressure, and that's unrealistic for someone that's 18, 19, 20 years old to know what they're going to do for the rest of their life. And the challenge is, you know, you get pressure from your parents, perhaps, or pressure from your peers. You see everyone else going to school and have it figured out, and you feel left out. And oftentimes, a lot of people, what happens is they go to school to get a degree, they invest all this money, they get into student loan debt, and then a few years later, they realize that's not really what they wanted to do. And now they're in debt, and now they've got to go down a different path. Or because they're in debt, they went down that direction. Now they feel trapped because, man, I invested all this money, all this time into this education. I don't want to go through that again. And what if I go through it again and down a different career? And that's not the right path for me. And so it kind of stifles people in some ways. So I think you got to release that expectation and that pressure. You got to have it figured out. For me, one of the best things that I did when I was 18 years old, when I graduated high school, is I took some time off. I worked different jobs and I did a lot of self-development. And through that process, I gained a lot of experience to find what I liked and what I didn't like, what I was good at, what I was not good at. And self-development, reading books and studying, learning from other people, it opened up many different doors of opportunities. Entrepreneurship was something that I didn't know that I'd be good at, something that was a possibility for me, especially making money on the internet. YouTube was not a career at that time. I've been doing this for almost 9 years now. But because I was open and learning and discovered a lot of things about myself, that was valuable for me to make certain decisions on what path and what direction that I should go. Okay, so have a growth mindset and be open and realize that 5-10 years from now, you're gonna change. You're gonna maybe wanna go down a different path, a different direction. The second thing I'd say is ask yourself questions and journal about what's important to you in your job, in a career, in a business. What's important to you right now? And be prepared for that to change as you go. But right now, what's important for you? So I'll share myself for an example. For me, what's important is freedom. You know, I wanna make sure I have freedom to do what I want when I want. That's always been very important for me. Other people, they don't value freedom. For them, what's important is security. They want to have financial security. They want to have a place every day that they go to, and they can, you know, trust the paycheck they've got coming in every 2 weeks, and their boss provides that security, the stability for them. For me, I didn't really care for that much, especially when I was younger. I much more value the freedom and the possibilities that I could have of making as much money as I want. And I didn't have the fear of taking a risk. And so for me, entrepreneurship was something that was more attractive for me because the freedom that it could provide, that when I looked at a job, I was not attracted to, even though it provides security, I was not attracted to be limited in that way. So another thing that was important to me was making a difference. You know, that's an important value for me. So I always got a great sense of satisfaction of trying to help someone and make a difference and have them better off from having an interaction with me or having an experience with me. So that was something that always motivated me. And I discovered that was important to me because I was influenced from a lot of other coaches and mentors and role models through books and people like Tony Robbins and, you know, motivational speakers like that, that I always looked at from my experience. It's like, wow, that's amazing. I would love to have that in a career where I can be that for someone else. I can make an impact in someone else's life in a positive way. So that was something important for me that became part of my criteria. When I started looking at the options that I had and what direction I could go, I wanted freedom and I wanted to be able to make a difference. Maybe for you, it's growth. You know, maybe a job or a career path where you're growing and you're always evolving. There's no ceiling on what you can grow. You want to be challenged. You know, there's some jobs and careers that'll kind of limit you because they put you in a box. Here's your roles and responsibilities. That's all you can do. But if you want to venture outside of that, if you want to do more than that, you don't have the opportunity to do that. So maybe growth. You know, for me, growth and always evolving and improving myself is very important. Developing my skills and knowing that there's always more opportunity for me to grow into. Maybe it's money. Maybe money is important for you. You want a career path that can provide 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures maybe. I mean, whatever you decide. There's certain career paths that can provide more money than others. So maybe that might be something you might factor in. Other people, they don't really care that much for money. They more value the freedom that it provides. There might be some careers, it can make you more money if you go down this path, but it requires working 24/7, you know, being like a lawyer or, you know, some jobs like that that are hyper competitive that maybe you aren't willing to compromise your freedom in exchange for just making more money. You know, so looking at that, you know, what are things that are important to you? For me, another one was creativity. I want to express myself. I'm a very creative person. I like to think about different things in my life and learn different things, but being a YouTuber, for example, or creating courses and content is a way I can express my ideas and be creative in many different ways. So take out a journal, spend some time and ask yourself that question. What's important to you? What do you really want in your passion, your mission, your purpose in life? You know, what do you really want from it? And understand that as you go down the path and that journey, what you want will change. You'll want maybe different things. You know, there's a stage in my life where I was more motivated by money. For me now today, it's a lot less. You know, I value freedom in my lifestyle and spending time with my friends, my family, working on my mental and my emotional well-being, my spiritual life, having balance. And so that's something that I value today a lot differently than the direction that I was on a while ago. And going back to what I was saying earlier, being open to things changing, because for me, when I was young, I tried many different things. I remember I went to school, college, Kwantlen College in Vancouver, Canada, for introduction to marketing. And I liked marketing. I didn't like school. And I realized I could learn marketing, but I can learn it in different ways. I remember when I was in high school, I wanted to be an architect, and then that kind of died off for a while. You know, I wanted to learn about sales, and so I pursued that for a bit. But I realized, I don't know about that. I don't want to do it in that way. So I tried many different things, and I had jobs to even realize that I didn't want to be an employee. And sometimes it took working for other people to realize that. And then I decided to start my own business, and I realized I enjoyed that so much more. So I guess the third thing I would share with you is you've got to try a lot of different things, because you're never going to know what the path is for you and what you really like until you try something, until you gain experience. And so that's, I think, what you should be doing right now to get clarity, because the more things that you try, you're going to find certain things from that that you enjoy and things that you don't enjoy. And that will help you get more clarity on what you really want. So, you know, for example, you know, for me going back, I tried architecture. I went to university. I was like, oh, that's not it for me. I went to learn sales. I worked selling cutlery for a company called Cutco, where I do this demonstration at people's house with these really expensive knives. You know, and there's elements of it I liked, others I didn't like about it. I tried being a coach, you know, and I really enjoyed that. I was a dating coach for a while, and sharing and helping other people with some of the challenges that I faced, I was able to overcome. I was able to help other men with those very challenges. And I realized I don't really like the dating side of things. I kind of grew out of that, but the coaching, the mentorship, the teaching is something that I do enjoy. Then I tried internet marketing and building online businesses. And I tried writing, building a blog, and, you know, creating eBooks. And there was things like that that I enjoyed, other things I didn't enjoy about it. And so I just had an open mind as one to try things. And when you try things, you got to give it a sufficient amount of time to give it a chance to really know if you like it or not. Because most often when you try anything new, the beginning of it, you suck. I don't care what it is. You're trying to learn how to surf. You're going to suck at first. You're going to fall down a lot. You're going to get frustrated. It's going to take maybe a few weeks, a few months for you to actually be able to get an actual accurate experience of surfing to know whether or not you like it or not, right? Dancing, if you never danced before, you try to dance, you're going to be embarrassed. You know, you're going to go to a dance class and you're going to look like an idiot, but you got to be willing to go through that period so that you can at least get proficient at it after a few weeks or a few months. And now you're pretty decent at it, at least, to actually know and give it a chance and really evaluate it based on actually getting past that period where you suck. So you got to try things. You got to be open to things. You got to go through the buffet of life and pull from every experience. And that will give you clarity on what path and what direction that you should go. Okay? And as you go down that path, you have enough certainty that this is what you want to do right now, but you're open to that evolving or changing into something else. You know, I've been a YouTuber now for almost 9 years, and I've built many different online businesses. I know for me, I love entrepreneurship. I love the freedom that it provides. I'm more of an introvert, so I do enjoy kind of working from home and be able to travel. Travel's been important for me. That was one of the things on my criteria. So working from my laptop, be able to be anywhere, that was important. I have a great vision for my life and what I want to contribute, but also the lifestyle I want to have. I do want to enjoy some nice things and some luxuries of life. And so for me, something that can also provide financial abundance was something that attracted me, was important for me. But you know, now that I've experienced a lot, I've been a YouTuber almost 9 years, I couldn't tell you really if I want to be a YouTuber for the rest of my life. I mean, I've now experienced some things about being a YouTuber I enjoy and things I don't enjoy. And now there's more options that I have too that I didn't have before. You know, for example, now I've gotten really into investing. I really enjoy investing. And I'm like, oh, that's a new path that I can now pursue if I want to. Or there's some other business ideas and opportunities that I could go in that direction of. So it will change. It will evolve. Don't limit yourself to think, I've got to have it all figured out and this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. It's going to take a different form and be open to that. And that's what's very exciting about life. I think there's very few people that are doing what they decided to do when they're like young. They're doing that for the rest of their life. That's quite rare, I would say. It often evolves and molds into something a little bit different that they didn't quite have awareness of when they first started, when they're first trying to figure it out. So it's okay if you don't have it all figured out. Nobody does. Just choose a path, choose a direction that interests you right now. Learn about it, give it a chance, put some time into it, you know, and then see after a few weeks, a few months, how you like it. And then maybe try a few other things. Maybe try a few things simultaneously. But again, make sure that you give it enough of a chance. You know, if you're going to start a business, for example, give it a chance, give it a year. You know, don't just after a few weeks say, oh, this is not for me. You don't really know yet. You know, you have to give it a chance to see and decide, is this for you? And maybe you go down this path and maybe you like parts of entrepreneurship and having a business, but there's other parts you don't really like. So you go down a different online business that you try. So for example, my world of internet marketing, online business, you know, there's some people that really like the analytics of a business and they're really good behind the scenes and marketing and setting up funnels and whatever it might be. And I've done that for a while, but I'm like, oh, I don't really love that. I actually prefer more communicating and speaking and expressing myself and sharing my ideas. And so I'm more attracted to being a YouTuber. And I have some of the skills of internet marketing and I've cultivated that, but I realize I can, you know, hire people instead, work with them, partner with people. There's things like that where I can be in my strength and what empowers me, my passion, and they can be in their passion. They can be in their strength. And that's even something as you go through entrepreneurship, there's many parts of a business, the accounting, the legal, the marketing, the sales, the product development, that maybe you decide this is what I'm great at, this is what I enjoy, and then you can hire other people. You can hire an accountant, you can hire a lawyer, you can hire a marketer, a writer, an editor. You can hire those people to support you, customer support, all those different pieces so that you can be in the role that you enjoy and are fulfilled by the most. So to summarize, release that expectation. Identify what you want right now. Okay, get clarity. What do you really want? What's important for you? And get an essence of that. Okay. And then as you look at opportunities, you have a criteria, a checklist. You can look at, hey, does that meet this need? Does this fulfill the freedom that I want? Does this fulfill the growth that I want? Does this fulfill the financial, you know, abundance that I desire? And you can find and look for things that meet the criteria that's important. And then you go down that path in that direction, but you're also open to other things, other doors opening as you go down that path. Okay. And you have a growth mindset as you go. So I hope this video has been helpful for you. If you do enjoy it, give it a thumbs up. You can subscribe here for more videos here at Project Life Mastery. I do a lot of content on self-development as well as, you know, building a business, investing, many different aspects of life. Leave a comment below. Leave a comment below. I'd love to hear your experience and your questions or something that you might be going through or maybe something that stood out here for this video or helped you get clarity on what you really want. And of course, if you want more information, go to projectlifemastery.com. I've got a few courses that are available there too at projectlifemastery.com/courses. I'll put a few different links below in the description for you, but head over there if you want to learn more about what I do and if I have more that I can help you and share with you, then I'd be happy to do that for you. God bless you. Take care. I'll see you again in the next video. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.